This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
It's time for the Chase for Disgrace.
I think it's disgraceful, and so does a lot of other people.
What a disgrace.
It's a f***ing disgrace.
That is an absolute disgrace.
Chronicling the 2025 Colorado Rockies chase to become the worst major league team of all time.
It's 23-0.
That's the third Rockies error, and everybody in attendance is either clapping or booing right now.
Even if they finish with 45 wins, they're not going to get the first overall pick. So they even fail wrong.
Can they break the record for futility currently held by the 2024 Chicago White Sox?
Oh, no! Oh, my goodness. The White Sox have just gone full White Sox.
A chase for disgrace with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is about a recorder. Even a recorder played well is funny to me.
It's the Chariots of Fire theme, which has lost all of its gravitas. All of it is taken away by the usage of the recorder.
I love that.
God, that's a wonderful piece of production. Thank you to all involved. The Chase for Disgrace. Folks, the Colorado Rockies have played 54 baseball games. How many have they won?
Nine?
Nine games. Nine of 50.
Nine.
Yes.
They're right there. They're 9-45.
Nine times.
They are on pace to win 27 games on the season and lose 135, which is 14 games worse than the White Sox last year, who were the worst team in the history of baseball.
And you would think that there would also be some players like Ryan McMahon that get traded away from this team, too.
He's not very good.
I know, but he's one of their better players.
Dude, that when that lineup got posted yesterday,
you're like, who's this guy?
Who are some of these people? I cover baseball for a living.
Work
6 days a week. I do a show. They're in town. And I'm like, who are some of these humans on this team? They're horrendous. They're the worst hitting team in baseball. They're the second worst pitching team in baseball. And their organization, their front office is just unbelievably horrific. Lawrence, there was a great article about what they do so wrong. And let me just give you one thing. okay? Let me give you one item. Antonio Senzatella, okay, their starting pitcher. 5 years ago, as a member of the Rockies, Senzatella was pretty good. And he had a 56% usage rate on the fastball, okay? 25% on the slider, and about 20% combined on his changeup and curveball. Over the last 5 years, his results have gotten worse and worse and worse. This year, as he's terrible, he has a 54.5% usage rate on the fastball, almost exactly the same, 23.6 on the slider, almost exactly the same, and a nearly 19% combined on the other two pitches. They haven't changed a single thing about this guy's pitch mix in 5 years. This is the horse of their rotation. He have gone five seasons, and they've never changed his pitch mix. This is how they function on the big league level. That face, man. Lawrence's face. Is that grim or what? That's how they work,
it's
man.
It's gross.
Oh, it's so gross. And this guy's just gotten worse and worse. They haven't tried anything. Every organization in baseball tries something with a different guy every week, every day. They're just letting him go. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Good luck, Antonio.
The chase for disgrace.
They're a lock. They are a lock at this point to dethrone the White Sox.
Don't mush them now. Don't mush them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of season left.
And remember, the big 4th of July tilt. Well, Rockies so, and White Sox so, in Colorado.
So what do you want to happen here for them? You know? Oh, God. What do you want to happen that weekend? You want the White Sox to beat them and chase them further into a land of disgrace? Is that what you want? Or do you want the Rockies to rise up and leave your 2024 White Sox as the worst ever?
I would like for the White Sox to not have that record. We all lived it, so we know that it happened, and they're going to lose 100 games again this year, even though they've turned the soft corner. They're going to lose 100 games again. The thing that – I don't know if you know this.
What?
They're not doing it on Quick Pitch yet, but – on SportsCenter,
yeah,
they're doing a "Did the Rockies win?"
They are
segment,
yeah,
every morning now,
and the answer is almost always no. Yeah,
that's bad.
That's bad branding. Ours is much better, by the way. Yeah, did the Rockies win?
No, the chase for disgrace is far better. They don't even use a recorder on SportsCenter, do they? They don't care. They don't care like we do. How about this? The top five paid players for the Rockies. Okay, Chris Bryant, Kyle Freeland, the aforementioned Ryan McMahon, the aforementioned Antonio Senzatella, and Herman Marquez. Anybody like to take a guess at their combined wins above replacement? The top five paid players on the Rockies.
I'm going to say their combined wins above replacement is 0.5.
Their combined wins above replacement is -2.
Oh, my God.
Their top five paid players have combined for two wins below replacement so far this season. They've made terrible decisions everywhere.
Everywhere. It's heartbreaking.
So are they like, if you're two wins below replacement,
yeah,
are you basically like a minor league level team at that point?
Yes.
Like what level are you at?
You're a 4A team. Like you're a team that's competitive in AAA,
mm-hmm,
but not competitive in Major League Baseball.
Could you make the argument that you can just swap the AAA team for the Major League team and they'd be better off?
You could make that argument. You could absolutely make that argument. Their best player is something named Jordan Beck, and he was leading off for them and playing left field. Hunter Goodman came in at some point.
These are the triple play baseball on Nintendo names. These are not real players.
Yeah.
Put them in the name generator and they just spit out baseball players.
All right, let's play a game. You tell me if this person is a Rocky or not. You ready?
Okay.
Braxton Fulford.
There's no way he's a Rocky.
Yeah, he's a Rocky. He's absolutely a Rocky. Here's another one. Ezekiel Tovar. Well, now, that's actually a legit player.
He's a good player.
All right, just checking.
Well, then he should elevate his team around him if he's so good.
Zach Veen. Is Zach Veen an actual person?
Are you saying that correctly?
The Bulls traded him.
Yeah, he plays for Sacramento now, not Colorado.
Zach Veen.
Well, they had the guy starting yesterday, Carson Palmquist.
Yeah, Palmquist.
Not Carson Palmer. Carson Palmquist, who with his 5 innings that he went yesterday,
yeah,
with 2 earned runs, yeah, I think his ERA went from 12.5 down to 9.
It was 11.88 at one point when I looked up there. That dude was throwing BP 100%, and the Cubs couldn't do anything with it.
Someone said in the chat, like, their attendance has been decent. Coors Field's a really nice park. I know it's one of the older ones now, but I will say the one thing that I did enjoy about Denver,
yeah,
is Coors Field and that area around Coors Field. It's very cool.
And the airport. You love that airport.
Don't like the airport, not one bit.
Maybe this is what happened. If we can combine some threads here, maybe the Rockies are being haunted by whatever is buried underneath the airport.
There's clearly a lot buried underneath that airport, and there's all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. I am still thinking about going out there, though, for the 4th of July.
Dude. I hope you do.
Flying to Colorado Springs and then driving up,
mm-hmm,
and going to see the White Sox and the Rockies. Because I'm not kidding. Like, the area around the ballpark is pretty great.
It's a really great town, great food, great comedy club. And if you want to see the White Sox, turn that hard corner on July 4th weekend with Lawrence.
Thank you. Watched a movie, by the way, called Sharp Corner the other night. A horror movie called Sharp Corner. It's pretty heavy. Big horror movie kick going on.
Older, newer?
Newer. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I'll say that. But that's not the corner the White Sox are approaching to turn. I can't say they're turning a sharp corner. But
soft,
yeah,
corner. I like the idea of us talking about the White Sox soft in terms corner of the soft corner.
You absolutely.
You get to a six corner and you're not taking the 90 degree. If you're on Fullerton near Chicken Corners, this is you turning on to Elston, not you turning on to Damon.
Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, do most people understand that terminology? I feel like my wife does not. The soft left or the hard left coming up at one of those kind of intersections. I think most people get it.
I hope so. If not, like, just, you know, try. You'll see it the next time you're at one of the six corners or at actual six corners.
Texture says those Colorado Rockies names sound like those in the baseball game where they don't have the MLB or the MLBPA licensing.
Yeah, yep. Funny joke.
Yeah, funny joke. This is left field Rockies. Left field Rockies.
This is Bryant Chris.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Oh man, he's not playing.
He made a choice, yeah. Man.
So
they made a choice, and look.
So do they have like pictures of the players on the website, or is it just shadows?
Yeah.
It's not a
nailed that. It's not
great.
It's not a good situation.
It's not great at all.
Ryan Feltner, is that really a Rocky or not? Feltner,
isn't that the guy who does sales for us?
He's really good. And he and Seth Halverson, yeah, they tag team the Chicago Window Guys account, I believe. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Right. Those are Rockies pitchers. My bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not good.
And that purple, man.
They better not win tonight, man.
Well, like,
we've been busted their stones. Well, they go out there and beat the bejesus out of the Cubs.
Well, this is the thing. Theoretically, it can happen in baseball.
Of
but this
course.
Is, the Cubs have 21 straight games against teams that are under 500. This is when you got to get good. So,
this is when you got to get fat. And the beautiful thing is that they took the punch of the beginning of the season,
yes,
which was
did.
A murderer's row schedule, and they
yes,
did just
they
fine.
Did. Yes,
speaking
did.
Of which, one of those teams that they saw early on, since we're not throwing bouquets, let me throw one bouquet.
Okay.
Have you been paying attention to what Gavin Sheets has been doing in San Diego?
He's killing it on a one-year deal, isn't he?
Gavin Sheets right now is a 0.6 WAR player. He's an 818 OPS,
wow.
A 128 OPS plus with 10 home runs and 31 RBIs. They're using him perfectly in San Diego. They have figured out how to do it. They've got him kind of rotating in as the DH, and he's playing a little bit of outfield. Gavin was always one of the really nice guys in what were some bad years for the White Sox. I'm happy that he's in a place where he can compete and do well.
That's pretty cool. Padres have come back down to earth a little bit, 3-7 in their last 10. The Dodgers have, 14 players on the injured list and still lead that incredibly difficult division by two games.
Have you heard about this, that they're taking two different planes?
Who, the Dodgers?
Yeah.
No, did Boomer Esiason report that?
He did not. He would not be happy with two different planes being taken. They apparently are doing, like, they're getting the players out first. So, like, instead of you sticking around and having everything having to be loaded up and all this stuff.
Having to wait for the clubbies and all that stuff.
The players are getting on a plane and they're leaving and going to the next place. And then there's a second plane that takes Dave Roberts, the staff, and all the gear.
Wow. That's interesting because
they got two planes.
They have anything that they think is going to improve the comfort and performance of their players. They find a way to do it. It's like they have 10 of the good toilets, right? 10 of the fancy toilets with the bidet and the seat warming, the Japanese style that Roki Sasaki asked for. They're like, okay, let's just, instead of get one, why not get 10?
I've heard some insiders around the league say they're trying to acquire at least one more of those toilets by the trade deadline. So keep an eye out for that.
It's good reporting.
That's solid stuff. John Heyman have it. It's all over that.
John Heyman with it first.
make sure you credit that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.